Welcome, everybody, to GRHS iRadio's live coverage of women's basketball from George Ranch High School. Coach Shalisha Pierce and the Lady Longhorns are in year two of 23-6A varsity play and want to play deeper into the UIL playoffs and bring home a 6A women's basketball championship trophy to George Ranch High School this season. George Ranch High School women's basketball is proudly brought to you live on GRHS iRadio by our sponsors, the Finnegan Auto Group, Harrell & Johnson Dentistry, Fort Bend Gridiron Football, the Hunton Group, Stuart Rhymes DDS, Gilman Honda Fort Bend, and Camp Logan Cement Works. Now, let's go out to the gym and join Tom Tirando and the GRHS iRadio broadcast team for tonight's Lady Longhorns basketball game. We win at the Ranch.
Thanks again, Michelle Fisher, and welcome in, everybody, to another live broadcast of women's basketball from George Ranch on GRHS iRadio. We're glad you joined us tonight for more 23-6A basketball as the season winds down before the UIL playoffs. Time is running out now for the Lady Longhorns. They're in sixth place in a 7-team district. Remember, fans, only the top four teams move ahead to the UIL playoffs in the middle of February. So George Ranch must win out in these last three games to have a shot at that number four spot. Hi again, everybody. It's Tom Tirando, and it's always my pleasure to bring you live sports on GRHSI Radio. The Lady Eagles are here from Glenda Dawson High School in Pearland, and they bring with them a 12-17 record overall and are 3-5 in the district. The Lady Eagles have four games to play, including this one tonight, and they, too, want to move up to make the 23-6A playoffs in a couple weeks. Dawson is currently fifth. The homestanding Lady Longhorns, on the other hand, are 7-17 overall and 3-6 in 23-6A play. When we come back, our pregame show continues with our customary pregame interview with Shalisha Pierce. Then we'll introduce you to the starters in tonight's game. But for now, you're listening to live Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Chrysler Jeep Ram. Find cool Dodge Chargers and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram? And Finnegan Chevrolet Buick GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Yeah!
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, we're away to JV game to finish up. 39 at George Ranch, 18 in the JV game with about 6 minutes left in the ball game. In the freshman game, it was Dawson High School 42 and George Ranch 29. So at least the first two teams are looking for a sweep if you're a Lady Eagles fan. And then we'll see what happens in the varsity game. Both the coming off losses of these teams, we're talking about the varsity teams, both off losses last week, and both at the hands of the Lady Bears from Hastings High School. George Ranch had the Lady Bears in here Tuesday night and dropped the decision 54-37. We talked to Coach Pierce about some of the things that happened in that game. She got double-digit scoring from China Amyoldiki and Shelby Kavinta. China with 10, Shelby with 11. But there were a lot of turnovers again for George Ranch. They had 30 in the ball game. Lady Bears had 3, but they also got some balanced scoring from their player, the way with 18, 15 by Brianna White, and then 10 by Hardison and 9 by Jalen Cage. And so despite the 23 turnovers that the Lady Bears had, they were able to get all of that scoring from 4 out of 5 of their starters, and that proved to be the difference. Hastings beat George Ranch Tuesday night, 54-37. Last Friday night, these Lady Eagles got beat by Hastings 41-28. Lady Eagles had a bye on Tuesday night, so the last game they played was the Hastings Lady Bears, and they dropped it by 13, 41-28. Let's look at the 23-6A standings. Pearland leads the way, 18-12 overall, 7-1 in district play. Then Elsick, 18-5, 6-2 in play. And then Hastings, they're also 18-12, 5-3 overall. A-Leaf Taylor, 14-9, 5-4 in district play. And then the Dawson Lady Eagles at 12-17, 3-5 in district play. Then George Ranch at 7-17, 3-6 in district play. And finally Brazoswood, 5-19 on the year. And they are winless in 8 games in district play. So, if playoffs started tonight, if the bi-district playoffs began tonight, it would be Pearland, Elsick, Hastings, and Taylor representing 23-6A. George Ranch, as you'll hear in the interview I did with Coach Pierce, they need to win out. They only have 3 games remaining in district play, including tonight's game, and they need to win out to control their own fate. Coaches don't like to put their fortunes in the hands of other teams, so they're sitting on the sidelines looking at scoreboards around the league and trying to figure out if so-and-so beat somebody else that would get them into the playoffs. They'd like to control their own fate, and the only way to do that really is to win out in these last 3 games. They got to beat Dawson tonight, then they play Brazoswood, and they finish up the season against Pearland. So, George Ranch got themselves into a better spot than they did on Tuesday night, rather, when they had 4 games to play and they're facing Hastings. After dropping that decision, now they got to beat Pearland in the process, and Pearland is a really good club this year in 23-6A, leading 7-1. Take a couple here. When we come back, we'll have that interview we did with Coach Pierce. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive trains, high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George School's Athletic Booster Club platinum-level business sponsors.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston has been an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1920. Named after in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at camplogancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor.
Rare alert! team at George Ranch High School, and you're listening to Longhorn Sports on GRHSI Radio.
All right, thank you, ladies. We're back at George Ranch High School and waiting on the completion of the JV game. It's the Lady Eagles 46 now and George Ranch 22 with about 3 minutes to go in that ball game. Other games tonight in 23-6A. A-Leaf Taylor is at Pearland and Hastings at Brazoswood. A-Leaf Taylor, Pearland. Taylor 14-9 overall. Pearland 19-12. And then Hastings at Brazoswood. Hastings 18-12. Brazoswood 5-19 on the season overall. These games, as they all are slated to tip off at 7 o'clock in just a couple minutes. This one will be delayed. Often happens here, the freshman game runs late, JV game runs late. That means the varsity tip-off is going to be late as well. We had our nightly opportunity to talk to Coach Pierce about this ball game. Talk a little bit about what happened Tuesday night against Hastings, and then what checks to come of this one and what the Lady Eagles bring into Longhorns Gym tonight. Here's Coach Pierce. The other night on Tuesday, now with their night on Tuesday against it, the other night on Tuesday, now with three to play, you have to leapfrog over a couple teams now.
Yeah, we kind of leave it to, well, Hastings was a tough matchup. You know, Dawson, we beat the first time around, but they're still a tough matchup. I mean, and then we have Brazoswood and Pearland. So we got two scenarios. We can win out, you know, play a really good game against Dawson Pearland and get in outright. Or, you know, we beat Pearland, and then we end up, and we beat Dawson, and we, you know, and we end up tying somewhere along the way. But, yeah, backs up against the wall for this one.
You know, coaches never like to put their fortunes into the hands of other teams. You don't want to have to sit back and wait for somebody to beat somebody else to get in either.
That's never fun. You know, you want to be in control of your own fate. But, you know, at this point, you know, the girls are working hard, so we'll take what we can get. However we get in, you know, the goal is to get in.
You got some double-digit scoring the other night from China and Shelby, but turnovers were a problem again.
Yeah, we kind of had some happy feet on the perimeter. I just don't think we were very relaxed, like playing our game. I think once we make one or two turnovers, we start trying to force things to happen. And when we just need to settle down and make a run, you know?
How do you coach kids out of turnovers? You want them to be aggressive and try and make plays, but at the same time, those mounted up over and over again the other night.
You know, it seems like with this young group, they sometimes, in aggressiveness, they seem opposites to them, you know what I mean? So sometimes they get overzealous and go too quick, but if we tell them to slow down and be patient, then we sometimes get into a nostalgic state. So they just got to find the happy medium in between. That'll come as they do this more. I mean, they've got to play more, get more games under their belt. So,
what about the Lady Eagles here tonight?
You know, they're much like we are. They're a young team. I think she has two seniors also. They get a lot of good inside play from their forwards. Their guards are here and there. If they're hitting, you know, sometimes they're hitting, and they're hitting a lot. Other nights, they're a little bit cold, so hopefully this is a cold night. But it's always a good matchup every time we play them because they're well-coached kids. They're going to get out there, and they're going to play us tough, and we're going to have to fight for every possession.
Let's go backwards a second. when we talked before the Hastings game, you told me about their inside game, and especially Tatiana Riley. She was in there and throwing up shots one after another the other night.
Yeah, their guards get to the paint very well. Hastings guards are so athletic, and they always find, even their forwards. I mean, they kind of play small, but they have such good moves off the dribble that it's sometimes a little bit difficult to guard. When it comes to Dawson, I don't know that they're as athletic, but, you know, a well-coached team can jump up and surprise you anytime. So we're just going to have to hopefully play a good home game tonight. You know, we have played really well on the road this year, but these home games, maybe we just get a little too, I don't know, at home. But, you know, we've been struggling with the home games lately.
Not the way it's supposed to be, is it?
Not the way it's supposed to be. Not the way it's supposed to be. But, you know, we had so many home games in the preseason. Maybe we got a little bit comfortable on the road. So, we'll see tonight.
All right, good luck.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah, we've been.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron is partnered with USA Football, football development arm of the NFA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Franch, Lamar Consolidated, Point High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11 and 12 yet in the 7th grade. You can go to the league's website at fortbendgridironfootball.com. If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition at no extra cost. So if you're into high school sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages are free. To subscribe, go to Pay Online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
Live from the greatest high school in the world, it's GRHS iRadio.
Back at George Ranch High School, JV game is over. Won by Dawson High School, 51-24. Fresh game, Dawson a winner as well, 42. Varsity team is warming up on court. Let's talk a little bit about the starters tonight, both for Glenda Dawson High School and for the George Ranch Lady Longhorns. First, the visiting team, Dawson High School, 12-7 overall, 3-5 in district play. They're in fifth place, right above George Ranch. Lost their last game last Friday night to Hastings, 41-28. Here are their starters tonight. Tashonga Lockhart, a 5'4 senior. Angelica White, a 5'2 junior. Olivia Johnson, a 5'8 freshman. Kira Lunford, a 5'7 junior. And Sydney Jean-Baptiste, a 6-foot sophomore. The five starters, Tashonga Lockhart, Angelica White, Olivia Johnson, Kira Lunford, and Sydney Jean-Baptiste. The starting five for Isabel Gomez's Lady Eagles from Glenda Dawson High School. Flip the scorebook over. Here are the starting five for the Lady Longhorns of George Ranch. They're 7-17 overall, 3-6 in district play, and they are in sixth place, right below Dawson, out of the 7-23-6A teams. George Ranch lost to Hastings on Tuesday night, 54-37. Their starters tonight are familiar ones for George Ranch. It'll be 5'6 junior Milan Francis Miller. A 5'4 sophomore, Jaden Dunn. A 5'9 freshman, Emilian Fowler. A 5'10 senior, China Amuldiki. And a 5'6 senior, Shelby Kavinta. Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, China Amuldiki, and Shelby Kavinta. These are the starting five for Shalisha Pierce's Lady Longhorn Basketball Club that needs to win out between now and next Friday night. They have three games remaining, this one and two more next week, and they need to win out and leapfrog over a couple teams to make it into at least the fourth spot in 23-6A so they can compete in the UIL bi-district playoffs that begin in the first couple weeks of February. Take a break here. When we come back, more on our pregame show. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
Welcome in one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club sponsors to the broadcast. That is Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway in Rosenberg, or you can call Gilman Honda at 1-800-615-2726 or find them on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beat, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation.
Order your yearbooks today. It's legacy.
Just a couple of minutes remaining here in the pregame warm-ups before varsity play commences here at George Ranch. If you're joining us tonight from Dawson High School, welcome in. Your team, your varsity team, is finishing their warm-ups. And familiar starters for you Lady Eagles fans, it's Tashauna Lockhart, Angelica White, Olivia Johnson, Kira Lunford, and Sydney John Baptiste. They are the starters for your 12 and 17 Lady Eagles from Dawson High School. George Ranch will have Milan Francis Miller, Jaden Dunn, Emilian Fowler, China Amuldiki, and Shelby Kavinta on the floor when we tip things off in just a couple minutes from George Ranch High School. As Coach Pierce pointed out in the pregame interview, Dawson High School and the Lady Longhorns are very similar teams. They're a young team. George Ranch has four seniors, three juniors, three sophomores, and a couple freshmen on their varsity team. Dawson with a couple seniors, four juniors, four sophomores, and two freshmen. So as far as the makeup of the team, it's very similar. And then the records and the style of play is also very comparable between these two teams. The Dawson Eagles shoot 34% from the floor. They're hitting just 18% of their three-pointers at the free throw line. Their 51% free throw shooters are the Lady Eagles. For George Ranch, they hit on 30% of the shots they take from the floor. As far as three-pointer, 20%, and from the free throw line, slightly better than the Lady Eagles at from the line. Other A-Leaf Taylor at Pearland and Hastings at Brazoswood. Those games are slated to start. We're slated to start at 7 o'clock, just like this one. And so maybe those games have already tipped off and are in progress. Ours will be in just a moment. Teams are lining up for the national anthem, and then it'll be time to tip this one off at George Ranch High School. Ladies and gentlemen, some pregame announcements and then our national anthem.
Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league. Stresses a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Rootsport Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones on the same school boundaries as Austin, Clements, Foster, George Ranch, Lamar Consolidated, and Ridge Point High Schools. There is freshman football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. You can go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
Back at George Ranch High School, Glendison Lady Eagles have been the PA announcer. We're finishing up with the George Ranch High School starting five. And then every court, we'll get this one. The George Ranch High School men's team is at Dawson tonight, and we'll pass along as we get them. We're asking fans, if you're at that game, tweet out the scores by quarters, and we'll certainly put it on this game so you can keep abreast of not only the live game here, but what's going on in Pearland with the George Ranch High School men's basketball against the Eagles. The 5'9 freshman is in the circle for George Ranch. And Sidney John Baptiste, a 6-foot sophomore, is also there. We're ready to tip this one off. Officials check with the scores table and make sure everybody is ready to go. The ball is in the air and we're underway. That one is tipped around. And finally, almost now control for a moment by the Eagles. And then finally, China Amuldike ties up one of the Eagles. And the award will go to George Ranch. Lady Longhorns are moving right to left across your radio dial, across your laptop, your desktop, tablet, however you're listening to us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Right to left are the Lady Longhorns in the first half here. Now there seems to be some question about how much the clock ran or what the timing should be as the ball was knocked around for quite a bit before some control was maintained by the Lady Eagles, and then a tie-up on the floor by China Amuldike. And George Ranch is on the opposite side expecting to take out the ball. I think the officials are talking about who controlled the opening tip so they can determine who gets this first award on the turnover. And it will remain in the hands of the Lady Longhorns. Shelby Cavinta will inbound to Jaden Dunn on the far side. Ball is in play. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Ball goes inside to Amuldike. She tips it back out to Shelby Cavinta. To Milan Francis Miller on the right side to Jaden Dunn. Down low to Milan Francis Miller. Now over to Amuldike. She puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded by the Eagles to Shauna Lockhart with the basketball. Now down low to Jean-Baptiste. She puts up a shot. It's partially blocked. And so the Lady Eagles. And finally, they turn it over. Tried to get it outside into the hands of Shelby Cavinta. She drives on the basket. No good. That one rimmed in and out. And now the pass down court to Kira Lunford. She puts up the shot. And the first 2 points of the game go to the Lady Eagles. It's 2-0. Kira Lunford on the layup at the other end. Here's a three-pointer on its way from Jaden Dunn. It's no good off the back iron. And knocked out of bounds. Last touch by George Ranch. And both teams have a turnover early on. Now forward to Sidney John Baptiste. She puts up the shot. No good. Second one is up and in. Basket by Kira Lunford. She has all 4 points tonight. And it's 4-0. 6:41 in the first quarter. to Shelby Cavinta. Cross court to Milan Francis Miller. Miller down the lane. Left-handed layup is good. Milan Francis Miller gets George Ranch on the board. It's 4-2. This one inside to Jean-Baptiste. Now out top to Angelica White. White loses the handle momentarily, tracks the basketball down. She's guarded in the corner by Milan Francis Miller. This one dished down low to Sydney Jean-Baptiste. Puts up the shot, no good. Rebound by China Amuldike. She's tied up. And the award this time will go to the Lady Eagles. Olivia Johnson will trigger the inbound. She gets it in. Down low, and the basket is good, and a foul. Basket good by Sydney Jean-Baptiste, 6-2, and the foul whistled against Jaden Dunn, her first. This, of course, was a shooting foul, so Sydney Jean-Baptiste, the 6-foot sophomore, is at the free throw line. She's got 2 points on that basket. And now the right-hand dribble. Free throw on its way and good. That one hit the front iron and some legs going over. It's 7-2. Lady Eagles over George Ranch. 5:55 left in the first quarter. Milan Francis Miller way out top. She's guarded by Angelica White. Down to China Amuldike. Shelby Cavinta in the corner, and Shelby with a three-pointer. She's on the board. It's 7-5. The other night, Shelby Cavinta had 3 three-pointers for George Ranch against Hastings. Here's a jump shot by Olivia Johnson, and that's good. It's 9-5, Eagles by 4. Jaden Dunn across the timeline. She's tied up by 2 Lady Eagles. Now over to Milan Francis Miller. Drives a baseline, and she's fouled. Tried to put up the shot. And she's fouled down low by Kira Lundford, her first. And at the free throw line is Milan Francis Miller. Miller with a basket early on, and now you can add a free throw to that. She's got 3 points. Milan averaging 9 points, and she's got 4. It is now just 2. It's 9 to Lady Eagles. Jump shot by Tashana Lockhart is bounded by Shelby Cavinta on the far side. Cavinta with the left-hand dribble. Now the crossover to Jaden Dunn. Dunn on the left side. Milan Francis Miller. Jump shot just hits the rim and falls straight down. Hickey with the putback, and that's good. Took her 2 attempts this time, but she tied the score up for George Ranch. China Amuldike with her first 2 points of the night. Over to Tashana Lockhart. Just 9.5 points a game. She's the leading scorer by Now, Angelica White to Lockhart. Lockhart. Being jump shot attempt by Kira Lundford is blocked into the hands of George Ranch. And Shelby Cavinta tries to get it down low to Jaden Dunn. It's knocked out of bounds. On the far end by the Lady Eagles, their second. And George Ranch will inbound under its own basket. Cavinta, three-pointer, no, rebounded by Amuldike. Up a second time, hit the bottom of the backboard and into the hands of the Eagles. 2 turnovers for George Ranch. Amuldike ahead to Milan Francis Miller. She holds up for a second now to Shelby Cavinta. Three-pointer on its way, and that's no good. And the ball went right and directly out of bounds. Could not be tracked down by Milan Francis Miller. 3 turnovers for George Ranch. 3 for the Lady Eagles. We're tied at 9. 3:45 left in the first quarter. Glad you joined us tonight on a Friday night at George Ranch on GRHS iRadio. This is live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball from the ranch. The inbound comes to Tashana Lockhart. Lockhart being guarded by Shelby Covey. That one is knocked away into the hands of Angelica White. Now to Jalen Compton, who's in the game. Puts up a jumper, no good. Compton's first shot of the ball game. That one was in and out, rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. This one on the horn to Jaden Dunn. Back to Kavinta. Milan Francis Miller, three-pointer is no good. Rebound into the hands of Tashana Lockhart. And that one is stolen away at the far end by George Ranch. Still tied at 9. 3 minutes left in the first quarter. Jaden Dunn, long three-pointer off the back iron. No good. Rebound is to Sydney Jean-Baptiste. And it's dished over to Tashana Lockhart. Lockhart, guarded by Shelby Kavinta, tries to get it in. Taken away by George Ranch. 5 turnovers for the Eagles. And that one almost stolen away from Shelby Kavinta, but it's knocked out of bounds. George just in front. Jaden Dunn with the right-hand dribble. Guarded out top by Jaden. Stolen away by Angelica Lane. Lays it up and in. Good move down low by Angelica White. And those are her first 2 points of the night. Lady Eagles by 2, 11-9. Izzy Little set to check in for George Ranch. To Milan Francis Miller. Shelby Kavinta on the far side. Down low to Amiel Dickey. Jump shot from the corner. No good. Rebound underneath by Emilian Fowler. She puts it up and in, and she's fouled. Foul whistled against Sydney Jean-Baptiste, her first. Emilian Fowler with her first basket of the night. She's at the free throw line trying to convert on a three-point play. Milan Francis Miller checks out. Izzy Little is in for George Ranch. Fowler's free throw is good, and the Longhorns take their first lead of the night. It's 11, George Ranch. Cameron Perry now with the basketball. She's in for Isabel Gomez's ball club from Dawson High. Over to Robin Barber. Back down low. She can't get the shot off. Jaden Dunn down low. That's a second personal foul of the night for Jaden Dunn. And at the free throw line is Jalen Compton. First free throw on its way and good by Compton. Jalen, a 5'3 sophomore, averages about 3 points a game. Second free throw on its way, and that one is good. It's 13-12, Lady Eagles by one. Jaden Dunn directs some traffic underneath. Now to Shelby Kavinta on the near side here. Out top, back to Kavinta. Kavinta gets Fowler traveling down the lane. Now back out to Izzy Little. To Jaden Dunn, and a bit long, but the putback is good. Emilian Fowler with 5 points. Good and putback by Fowler. George Ranch on top by one as the teams trade this lead early on. Robin the move, puts up the shot, and it's no good, but she's fouled by Izzy Little, her first personal foul of the night. And at the free throw line is Robin Barber. Lauren Crouch set to check in for George Ranch. First free throw on its way by Barber. That's no good off the front iron. Shelby Kavinta takes a breather. Lauren Crouch is in for George Ranch. Barber's second free throw is good. That one drops through. Tied again at 14. Just under a minute to play in the first quarter. And this one is thrown by Lauren Crouch. Trying to get a little too wide. And Izzy could not track it down before. Cameron Perry throws it way out top. Too high and too far for Robin Barber to track down. Turnover number 6 for Lady Eagles. Olivia Johnson back in. And checking out is Cameron Perry. Jaden Dunn with the dribble. Now around to Emilian Fowler. That pass almost stolen away to Izzy Little. Down low to China Amiel Dickey. And she's fouled as she heads along the base. At the free throw line is China Amiel Dickey with 2 points. Free throw on its way, and that one's good. 14, George Ranch again by Amuldike on its way. That one hits on iron. No good. Rebounded by Trinity Frias, who's in the ball game now. Over to Robin Barber. Barber to Jalen Compton. Outside by Olivia Johnson. No good. Rebounded by Opportunity. In the corner, and the hands of Frias and out of bounds. Turnover for the Lady Eagles with 19 seconds left in the first quarter. George Ranch by one. Izzy Little over to Emilian Fowler here on the near side. Crouch. To Lauren Crouch. This one to Jaden Dunn. Dunn drives on the basket, and she's fouled. Olivia Johnson with the reach-in foul, her first. And Jaden Dunn is walking to the free throw line, and everybody is set up for two free throws by Jaden. Not sure if she was actually in the act of shooting, and Coach Gomez doesn't like that call at all. Jaden Dunn's first free throw is no good. Definitely away from the basket when the whistle came. But the referee thought Jaden was in the act of shooting. Next free throw on its way and good by Jaden Dunn. Longhorns by two. This long one is well off the mark. That's the end of the first quarter. Lady Eagles down by two. George Ranch 16. Lady Eagles 14. You're listening to live George Ranch High School Lady Longhorns basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denali with George Ranch Longhorns.com.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every side-splitting, buzzer-beating, and tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left in the pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all!
Order your yearbooks today for legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolan from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHS iRadio.
Back at Georgia, starting quarter number two, Longhorns by two, 6-14. Ball around the horn to Jaden Dunn on the near side. Dunn with the right-hand dribble. Back out top, Kavinta. To Fowler. Back to Kavinta. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn, jump shot from the near side. That one is no good. And a foul whistled against Angelica White, her first. And back to the free throw line, Jaden Dunn. Scoring in the first quarter, 5 for Emilian Fowler, 4 for Milan Francis, 4 Amuldike, and Shelby Kavinta, and a free throw by Jaden Dunn. This next one is good. 14, Longhorns by 3. On the other side of the book, Kira Lunford with 4, 3 for John Baptiste, 2 for Olivia Johnson, Angelica White, and Jalen Compton, and then a free throw by Robin Barber. George Ranch with 4 turnovers in the first quarter, Lady Eagles with 7. That second free throw by Dunn was no good. Now we're down at the other end. Jump shot put up by Olivia Johnson, no good. Rebounded by Emilian Fowler. Fowler to the right side to Jaden Dunn. Dunn trying to make a move on her defender. Now throws it out top to Shelby Kavinta. Kavinta with the backward dribble to get some things set up and put some space in between her and the defender that's on her. Now this one a little bit wide, but tracked down by Kavinta. Milan Francis Miller with a three-pointer, and that's good. Milan Francis Miller, 7 points, and the Longhorns lead by 6. Biggest lead of the night for either team, and certainly by the Longhorns. Timeout called by the Lady Eagles. This is a short timeout. Well, let's go back through that scoring from the first quarter. I kind of went through it a little bit fast. when we had the opportunity. Emilian Fowler with 5 points. Milan Francis Miller, 4. Jaden Dunn with a free throw. And then China Amuldike and Shelby Caventa each with 3 points in the first quarter. Since then, a three-pointer by Milan Francis Miller and another free throw by Jaden Dunn. And the Longhorns have 20 points. On the other side of the book, Kira Lunford with 4. 3 by Sydney John-Baptiste. 2 each by Jalen Compton, Angelica White, Olivia Johnson, and Robin Barber with a free throw. And that's where we stand. The inbound comes to Angelica White. Jaden Dunn on White as she dribbles across the center stripe into Tashana Lockhart. Back out top to Angelica White. A little bit more deliberate effort now on behalf of the Lady Eagles before they put up a shot. This one down low. And knocked in by Sydney John-Baptiste. Good move down low. Little spin and turn, and she laid it up and in. It's 20-16. Longhorns by 4. Milan Francis Miller drives, or check that, Fowler drives a free throw, drives a baseline, rather. And she's fouled down there by Tashana Lockhart. And George Ranch will inbound. This one way out top to Milan Francis Miller. Now back to Caventa. Jump shot on its way. No good. Ball knocked around by a couple players, and it finally goes out of bounds. Turnover number 5 for George Ranch. Last touch by the Lady Longhorns. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Live Lady Longhorns basketball from the ranch. Started by Jaden Dunn, and this pass is thrown out of bounds. A little bit wide of Angelica White, turnover number 8 for the Lady Eagles. Inbounded by Fowler to Jaden Dunn. The timeline, Milan Francis Miller. Jaden Dunn, that one straight down, rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. Shelby Caventa calls for the basketball. Now to Jaden Dunn. Dunn, a little backward dribble to set things up. China Amuldike tries to set a pick. Jaden Dunn goes around that. And a drive by Milan Francis Miller. This one hit backboard. She kind of got trapped back there and nowhere to go. And it's out of bounds. Turnover number 6 for George Ranch. Longhorns on the scoreboard. Lead by 4. 20-16. Before halftime. Taken away by Amuldike. She drives on the basket, and it's knocked away from behind. Good hustle by Tashana. Didn't deter her from picking up some speed and knocking the ball away from China Amuldike. Done to Shelby Caventa. Caventa, jump shot from the corner is good. Shelby Caventa with 5 points. It's 22-16. Longhorn lead back up to 6. In the corner to Tashana Lockhart. That one's on its way and good. That's a three-pointer for Lockhart. Lead cut in half. It's 22-19. Longhorns by 3. To Emilian Fowler. Fowler drives the lane, puts up an off-balance shot, and that one is out of bounds. Let's see if anybody from the Eagles touched that one. Referee say no. Turnover number 7 for George Ranch. And here come the Eagles. Jalen Compton walks this one up into Sydney John-Baptiste. Has a little bit of trouble. And now the ball is taken away by George Ranch. Good effort by Shelby Caventa. Turnover number 10 for the Lady Eagles. Caventa calls the play. Now over to Emilian Fowler, to Jaden Dunn, right here on the near wing. Now around the horn to Shelby Caventa. Backwards dribble as she sets something up. To China Amuldike, little running jump shot, no good. That one off the rim and out of bounds. But last touch by the Eagles. Hey! Haley Bridges checks in. She's a 6-foot senior for Eagles. This one to Emilian Fowler. Milan Francis Miller from the corner, no good. Rebound knocked around into the hands of the Lady Eagles. Jalen Compton with the basketball. Jaden Dunn on her. Olivia Johnson. Now down low to Haley Bridges. Bridges puts it up and in. Haley Bridges just comes into the ball game and gets that basket. George Ranch by one now, 22-21. Inside 3 minutes to play before half. Around the horn to Jaden Dunn. Dunn in the corner to Milan Francis Miller. She's double teamed over there. The Shelby Caventa three-pointer on its way from the top of the key. No good. Rebound in the hands of the Lady Eagles. And then a foul by Milan Francis Miller. We talked to Coach Pierce in the pregame interview about turnovers. Longhorns had 30 on Tuesday, and the prior Friday they had 31 turnovers. So that's a problem, she's saying, with a young. It's hard to draw the line between aggressiveness and then just kind of overactive play, and the Longhorns are down. A drive on the basket by Jalen Compton. Fouled Shelby Caventa with the personal foul. That's number one. Compton's first free throw is good. She had a couple free throws in the first quarter. And now hits that one. We're tied at 22. Danielle Dunk is in for George Ranch. China Amuldiki takes a breather. Free throw on its way is no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. The putback by Kara Lunford, no good. But back again. Bridges back out top to Jalen Compton. She drives on the left side. That one rebounded by Izzy Little. Little over to Jaden Dunn. Dunn slows some things down. Now directs Danielle Dunk to the far corner. Now to Shelby Caventa. Caventa to Dunk. Dunk. Little putback by Izzy Little. No good. Retained by George Ranch. Good rebound by the Lady Longhorns. Emilian Fowler puts up the jumper. No good. And Dunn collides with Tashauna Lockhart. And a foul on Jaden, her third. Coach Pierce kind of wants to know who caused that collision. Referee said that Jaden Dunn collided first with one of the Eagles. 1:33 to play before halftime. Drive on the basket by Jalen Compton. Puts up the jumper, no good. Good rebound by Danielle Dunk. Into the hands of Jaden Dunn. Dunn drives on the left side and lays it up and in. Jaden Dunn with 4 points. Longhorns take the lead by two, 24-22. Here's a jump shot on its way by Cameron Perry. That's no good. The rebound by Tashauna Lockhart. And a little collision between Lockhart and Jaden Dunn. And Dunn's a little bit slow to get up. Lauren Crouch will come in. And now Shelby Jacobs, one of the trainers here at George Ranch, will come out and tend to Jaden Dunn. We'll take a quick break here. You're listening to Lady Longhorns Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challenger, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep Wrangler or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out. Those Corvettes and the new Chevy Sass. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
All right. Before halftime, 22. Drive on the basket by Trinity Frias. She puts up the shot, and it drops through. Frias win their first 2 points of the night, tied at 24. Lauren Crouch is in. Jaden Dunn being tended to by Shelby Jacobs. behind the George Ranch bench. Izzy Little drives on the basket, has that one knocked away momentarily. Now back in her hands. Back out top, and a three-pointer by Lauren Crouch. Lauren Crouch has the best shooting average of three-pointers. She hits 44% of those. She just hit this one to give George Ranch the three-point lead. Izzy Little, good defensive play down there. Lady Eagles retain possession, and then the putback is good by Haley Bridges. She's got 4 points. Longhorns still lead by one. Long shot from half court is no good by Shelby Cavinta, and we're at halftime. Lady Longhorns 27, Lady Eagles 26. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Camp Logan Cement Works of Houston, an industry leader in precast step treads and other concrete products since 1923. Named after a World's Now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 82, continued as decades, and is now our country's leading producer to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab to ensure quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-385 or find them on the web logancement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dental care to their patient. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the others is their emphasis on educating patients, options, and oral health. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides quality dental care and surrounding areas. Services including, not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or stop by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road. Find them on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry.
All right, back at George Ranch High School, it's halftime. Lady Longhorns 27, Lady Eagles 26. Here's the scoring. First for George Ranch, Milan Francis Miller with 7. 5 by Emilian Fowler, 5 by Shelby Cavinta, and 4 by Jaden Dunn, and 3 by Lauren Crouch, 3 by China Amuldike. George Ranch with 7 turnovers, which is much, much better through halftime than the previous two games. Lady Longhorns just with 7 through halftime. On the other side of the ledger, 5 points by Sydney Jean-Baptiste, 4 each by Kira Lunford, Haley Bridges, 3 by Jalen Compton, 2 by Angelica White, 2 by Olivia Johnson, a free throw by Robin Barber, and that is the scoring for the Lady Eagles through halftime. Eagles with 10 turnovers through half. We will check and see what is happening at the men's game. Don't have any scores that I can see yet. And if you're at that game, we'd certainly appreciate a tweet by Quarters. Find out what happened, or what is happening, rather, over in Pearland as the George Ranch men's team takes on the Eagles at the home of the Eagles, while the ladies are here taking on George Ranch. Men's team with 5 games remaining, including tonight. George Ranch just 3 remaining, including tonight's game. As we talked about during the pregame show, George Ranch needs to win out and leapfrog over a couple teams to make it to that number four spot at least, so they can submit themselves into the bi-district playoffs of the UIL, which comes up in just a couple weeks. There'll be play next week for George Ranch, then a game the following Tuesday, and that will be it. And then bi-district play comes up just a couple days after that. We'll take a break here. When we come back, we'll have more at halftime and then get you ready for the third quarter. You're listening to basketball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. And for as little as $9 a month, you can have it delivered right to your door 6 days a week. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the paper's online edition. So if you're into high school sports, sports pages are for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892. The Fort Bend Gridiron Football League is beginning its seventh year as a competitive youth football league that's a positive, safe, and fun environment for players, parents, and coaches. Fort Bend Gridiron Football is partnered with USA Football, a youth football development arm of the NFL and NFLPA, and features six competitive zones based on the same school boundaries: Austin, Clements, George Ranch, Lamarckens Football for 7- and 8-year-olds, JV for 9- and 10-year-olds, and varsity play for 11- and 12-year-olds who are not yet in the 7th grade. For more information, go to the league's website at FortBendGridironFootball.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Company to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and high-quality products. Train, and it's even harder to stop, Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 13-266-3900 or reach out for information via email, info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
You're listening live to George Ranch High School Sports on GRHS iRadio. We win at the ranch.
All right, both teams back on the court. Warming up here. Less than 2 minutes left before we get back to play. George Ranch leads by one, 27-26. Other games tonight in 23-6A. A-Leaf Taylor at Pearland and Hastings at Brazoswood. And tonight, A-Leaf Elsick draws the bye. 23-6A looks this way going in to play tonight. Pearland on top, 7-1. Elsick with the bye at 6-2. Hastings 5-3. Taylor 5-4. Dawson in here tonight at 3-5. George Ranch 3-6. And Brazoswood 0-8 in district play. The way the schedule and the bye weeks have been scheduled this year, Pearland with four games remaining for Elsick, same with Hastings, three with Taylor, four for Dawson, three George Ranch, and four for Brazoswood coming in to play this evening. We'd like to welcome in one of our newest George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club, sponsors to the broadcast. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend. The Gilman Auto Group is celebrating its 79th year of service to the Houston, Harris County, and Fort Bend County communities. Gilman Honda of Fort Bend has hundreds of automobiles in their new and pre-owned inventory. Just come on out and find a vehicle that fits your needs. That's Gilman Honda of Fort Bend, 26029 Southwest Freeway. You can call Gilman at 1-800-615-27 on the web at Gilman Honda FT Bend. That's Gilman Honda FT Bend. Longhorns will be moving left to right in the second half here across your radio dial or however it's tonight. The Eagles will inbound on the far side. If you remember, the open tip never really was controlled by anybody. Finally, the refs determined that George Ranch would get the on the tie-up after the opening jump. So that means that the Eagles will take it out here in the second half. Jump shot from the corner by Olivia Johnson is no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Out top to Angelica White. White to Jean-Baptiste. She puts up the jumper. No good. Ball knocked around and into the hands of Shelby Caventa. That's the 11th turnover by the Lady Eagles and a jump shot by Jaden Dunn. Jaden Dunn with 6 points. She was a little bit gimpy towards the quarter, back on the court, and knocking in the first couple points for George Ranch. In the second half, Shelby Caventa to Milan Francis Miller. And Miller with a jump shot. 9 points, Milan Francis Miller. Lead is 5, 31-6. And Isabel Gomez wants a timeout. We have less than a minute gone in the third quarter, and the Longhorns have dumped in 2 jump shots and kind of handled the boards against the Lady Eagles. So Coach Gomez wants to talk about that before it gets out of hand. George Ranch led by 1 coming into the third quarter, and then a couple jump shots, one by Malone Francis Miller, one by Jay, and the lead is back up to 5. It's been as high as 6 for George Ranch. All right, both teams back on the court. Olivia Johnson will inbound. And this one off the hands of Emilian Fowler and out of bounds. So the inbound again. Now, and now the referees say that it wasn't touched by George Ranch. That'll be turnover number 12 for the Eagles. And George Ranch with the basketball. Drive on the basket by Jaden Dunn. And the kind of off-balance jump shot is good by Dunn. 33-26. Biggest lead of the game now. It's 7 for George Ranch. Jump shot by Tashauna Lockhart. No good. And a foul underneath. Foul whistled against Shelby Caventa, her second. At the free throw line, Angelica White. White with a couple points on the night. First free throw on its way, and that one is no good. Off the back iron. She'll get a second one. Lady Eagles shoot 51% from the free throw line. And that one knocks around in the rim and comes out. Neither one good by Angelica White. George Ranch on the drive to Shelby Caventa, to Emilian Fowler. Fowler to Milan Francis Miller. Good move. Jump shot on its way. No good. Rebound ripped down by Angelica White. Now ahead to Tashauna Lockhart. Lockhart drives on the basket. Milan Francis Miller stuffs her and it goes out of bounds. So the Lady Eagles will inbound under their own basket. Good play down there by Francis Miller. This one put up by Olivia Johnson. No good. Into the hands of George Ranch. On the drive. And that one is called as a call. Chameleon Fowler was a little bit out of control when crashing in. One of the Lady Eagles put up a hand. And it was called a jump ball. The award went to George Ranch. And this one taken away now by the Lady Eagles. Jump shot from the top of the key by Olivia Johnson. No good. Rebound, Emelian Fowler. Fowler to Jaden Dunn. No press by the Lady Eagles. Dunn walks it across. Now a little bit of a backwards dribble. She finds Milan Francis Miller on the far side. Now out top to Shelby Caventa to Jaden Dunn. That one off Dunn's hands. Lady Eagles have it with the turnover. Number 8 for George Ranch. Drive on the basket by Tishana Lockhart. And that one is knocked around and out of bounds. Last touched by the Eagles. That's 13 turnovers for the Lady Eagles. George Ranch with 8. I'm Tom Tarando. Glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio. Cross court to Shelby Caventa. Jump shot on its way. No good. And the rebound by John Baptiste. And a tie-up underneath. And the award goes this time to the Eagles. This one almost saved by Shelby Caventa. And a drive on the basket on the far end by Olivia Johnson. No good. Second one, no good. And the putback now by Tishana Lockhart is good. Longhorns by 5, 33-28. To Jaden Dunn in the far corner. Three-pointer on its way. No good. Rebound. Tracked down by Olivia Johnson. Johnson will take it her line. She's picked up there by Fowler. Fowler backs off. Pass goes to Tishana Lockhart. Back to the top to Angelica White. White gets it down low to Kira Lunford. She puts up the shot, and it's no good. And a foul whistled against China Amuldeke, her first. At the free throw line, Kira Lunford averages 8.5 game. Got 4 points so far. Make that 5 now with the free throw. Izzy Little checks in for George Ranch. Emelian Fowler checks out. Kira Lunford with a right-hand dribble at the free throw line. Next one on its way, bounces around a couple times and off. Rebound by Izzy Little. Little to China Amuldeke to Shelby Caventa. Caventa, good move towards the basket on the right side, puts up the jumper. A little bit short, taken down by the Lady Eagles into the hands of Cameron Perry, who's in the ballgame now for Dawson. Over to Tishana Lockhart. To Angelica White. Back to Lockhart. Lockhart down the lane. Has it taken away. Into the hands of George Ranch. 14 turnovers for the Eagles. Jaden Dunn on the near side. Looks like she wants to shoot the three. Doesn't. Sends it across court to Milan Francis Miller. She puts up the three. No good. And the ball last by George Ranch. Checking in for the Eagles, Jalen Compton. 10 for George Ranch for the first time tonight. 5'10 sophomore, Famagan Ibuku. Ibuku in for China Amuldeke. This one down court and a slight collision there. Foul whistled against Milan Francis Miller, her second. Miller got tied up with one of the Lady Eagles and committed the personal foul. Now the inbound to Cameron Parrott, who puts up the jumper. No good. Rebound tracked down by Shelby Caventa. Caventa works the right side. She's got Cameron Perry on her. Around the horn to Dunn. Three-pointer on it. This one is too far. Has no iron. And is out of bounds. Famagani Buku tried to get it. And last touch by the Lady Eagles. George Ranch will inbound over by their own bench. Get it in to Milan Francis Miller. Miller to Jaden Dunn. Dunn out top. The crossover dribble as she works on Angelica White. Now drives down the lane, puts this one up. A little bit off balance, but she's fouled. She's fouled by White. Second personal foul on Angelica White. And going to the free throw line is Jaden Dunn. Jaden with 8 points tonight. She averages 11.2 points per game and leads the Longhorns by average. A little bit of perspiration being wiped up on the court by Izzy Little. Throws a towel back towards the bench, and Jaden Dunn with the basketball at the free throw line. First free throw on its way is good by Jaden Dunn. 34-29, Longhorns by 5. 2:51 left in the... This is 23-6A women's basketball from Bridge Ranch. Next free throw is good by Jaden Dunn. Lead back up to 6. It's been as high as 7 now for George Ranch. A little bit of press employed by George Ranch High School. And it was successful in causing a turnover. Jalen went out of bounds. 15 turnover for the Lady Eagles. Dunn with the right-hand dribble being worked on by White. To Shelby Caventa at the top of the key. To Izzy Little at the free throw line. Turn on Little. First points of the night for Izzy Little. 37-29. Biggest lead now is 8 for the Longhorns. Remember, fans, George Ranch has to win out and have a couple other things happen on their behalf to sneak up into that fourth spot so they can get into the UIL playoffs that start in the middle of next month. Izzy Little whistled for the personal foul down low. This is not a shooting foul. Lady Eagles will inbound. Kira Lunford will do that. Trying to get it in, and it's knocked around off the foot of Haley Bridges, and out of bounds. 16 turnovers for the Eagles. George Ranch with just 8, and we've talked about those turnovers. The last couple games, George Ranch has had 30 and 31 respectively, so just 8 now through almost the third quarter is big improvement for the Lady Longhorns. George Ranch tries to save this one from going out of bounds. And it is off one of the Eagles. Ball was kind of being knocked around on the far side. But George Ranch will get the inbound. This one down to China Amuldike under the basket. First shot is knocked around. She gets her own rebound. And on the second one, she's fouled by Haley Bridges, her first. China Amuldike at the free throw line with 3 already, trying to add to that point total. 37-29, Longhorns by 8. First free throw is good by Amuldike. Here comes Trinity Frias and Olivia Johnson checking back in for the Eagles. That free throw by Amuldike expands the lead to 9, 38-29. A little bit of stoppage in play, but now Amuldike, the free throw line, second one on its way and good again. 5 points, Amuldike. George Ranch by 10. Finally, the Lady Eagles get this one in. Emilian Fowler back in for George Ranch. Over to Tashana Lockhart. Lockhart tries to get it down low. It's knocked away and out of bounds. Izzy Little with good hands down there and knocked it out of bounds. Eagles will inbound under their own basket. Playing good by Robin Barber. Robin Barber with a three-pointer from the corner. Lead down to 7, 39-32. Jaden Dunn works out top to Shauna Lockhart on her. Now over to Emilian Fowler. Fowler tries the right side to Jaden Dunn. To Shelby Kavinta. Three-pointer on its way from out top is good. Shelby Kavinta with her second three-pointer of the night. She had three of them on Tuesday night. And the score back up to 10, 42-32. Foul whistle down low on China Amuldike, her second. ...51 seconds left in the third quarter. First free throw on its way from Olivia Johnson, and that one is no good. Johnson will get another. She averages 4.2 points a game for the Lady Eagles. This one is good. She's got 3 points on the night. Lead down to 9 again, 42-33. Longhorns by 9. Izzy Little looks for a place to inbound. Finally gets it in to Danielle Dunk. Back to Izzy Little. To Jaden Dunn. And Izzy Little, when she threw it to Jaden Dunn, Dunn was still in the far court. And that is over and back. Turnover number 9 for George Ranch. All right, walking up the basketball to Shauna Lockhart. Over to Olivia Johnson. This one taken away by George Ranch. Eagles try to force one down low. 17 turnovers for Dawson. To Jaden Dunn. Dunn loses her dribble momentarily. Now has it back. And drives on the basket and lays it up and in. Jaden Dunn threw that one up. 44-33. Longhorns by 11. Shot put up by Robin Barber, no good. That one didn't draw iron, hit the backboard, came right off to Jaden Dunn. 5 seconds left in the third quarter. Dunn trying to get the shot off, does. It's off balance and almost goes in from way outside after three quarters of play. Lady Longhorns, 44, Eagles, 33. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Finnegan Auto Group is a proud sponsor of George Ranch High School Longhorn Nation. At Finnegan, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, find cool Dodge, Challengers, Chargers, and Chrysler 300s. Want to get down and dirty? What about a Jeep, Wrangler, or Ram truck? Wow! And Finnegan, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC will knock you out with Camaros, Corvettes, and the new Chevy SS. Bam! Check out the all-new Chevy Silverado and GMC Sierra trucks, Tahoe, Suburbans, Yukons, and Denalis. Let's go all the way with George Ranch Longhorns. FinneganAuto.com.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and Trane's high-quality products. It's hard to stop a Trane, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. It's the Hunting Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club platinum-level business sponsors.
All right, back at George Ranch, awaiting quarter number 4, 44-33. Longhorns by 11. Scoring for George Ranch, Jaden Dunn with 12 points, 9 for Milan Francis Miller, 8 for Shelby Kavinta, 5 each for Emilian Fowler and China Amuldike, 3 points for Lauren Crouch, 2 by Izzy Little. Longhorns with just 9 turnovers through 3 quarters of play. On the other side of the ledger, pretty balanced scoring here. Sydney Jean-Baptiste with 5, Kira Lunford with 5, 4 each by Robin Barber, and Haley Bridges. We'll pick this up in a minute. Jaden Dunn with the basketball. Jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Knocked around into the hands of Tashana Lockhart. And we go the other direction. This one down low to Jean-Baptiste. She is tied up momentarily. Now gets the pass away. And Shelby Covinta is tied up. And the award goes back to the Lady Eagles. So the Eagles avoid a turnover there by tying up Shelby Covinta and getting the award of the basketball. Down low to Kira Lunford. Lunford puts up the shot. No good. Second one is good. Lunford with 7 points. Lead down to 9, 44-35. Kira Lunford with 7 points on the night. 5 through 3 quarters to play. And the basket there. And Shelby Covinta kind of got messed up in the cadence of her dribble and kind of carried the basketball for turnover number 10 for George Ranch. Olivia Johnson tries to work the near side. Can't. Gets turned away. Now into the corner to Angelica White. Back out to Johnson. Inside. And a spinning layup attempt by Kira Lunford. No good. And this one is knocked away into the hands of the Eagles, and a foul by Izzy Little, her third. Milan Francis Miller at the scorer's table, ready to check in for George Ranch. At the free throw line is Angelica White. White with 2 points tonight, scored in the first quarter. Here at the free throw line in the fourth, and the first one is good by Angelica. George Ranch by 8, 44-36. Next free throw on its way. That one rattles in and out. Taken away by George Ranch. Good rebound by Milan Francis Miller into the hands of Shelby Covinta to Izzy Little. To Milan Francis Miller, and this one stolen away by White. White lays it up and in at the other end. 44-38. Lady Eagles chip away at that lead. It was as high as 11, now down to 6. And another turnover for George Ranch. Shot put up by Kira Lunford, no good. Rebound by Izzy Little. Little ahead to Milan Francis Miller. The left-handed layup is good. Milan Francis Miller with 11 points. George Ranch needed that basket after the multiple turnovers and the comeback by the Lady Eagles. This one in the lane by Jean-Baptiste. She puts up the shot. It's no good, but she's fouled by China Amuldike. Sydney Jean-Baptiste, a 6-foot sophomore for the Lady Eagles, with 5 points tonight. 3 in the first quarter, 2 in the second quarter. And at the free throw line now here at the fourth. First free throw is no good. Emilian Fowler, Danielle Dunk, check in for George Ranch. Out comes Izzy Little and China Amuldike. Jean-Baptiste, deliberate dribble at the free throw line. Next free throw on its way. No good again. Off to the left. Rebounded by Emilian Fowler. Fowler loses control of the dribble. Now picks it back up. Drives down the lane. Puts up a running jumper, and that's good. Emilian Fowler with 7 points. 48-38. Lead back up to double digits. And a drive on the basket by Olivia Johnson. She's stuffed by Shelby Covinta. And the award is going to Coach Pierce's point scorers table. Hey, look, this is ours. 18 turnover for the Lady Eagle across midcourt to Milan Francis Miller. This one's knocked around and stolen away by the Eagles. 13 turnovers by George Ranch. And now a foul on Milan Francis Miller. Kind of had to hold up. Looked like it was Emilian Fowler, but they called it on double zero. Milan Francis Miller, her third at the free throw line to Shauna Lockhart. First free throw on its way, no good. That was a bonus shot. That one is off. Now the jump shot from way out top by Robin Barber, no good. Rebounded by Milan Francis Miller. Miller takes it across midcourt to Jaden Dunn. Dunn guarded by Lockhart. Dribbles into a pick and then off to Milan Francis Miller. And Miller is fouled by Angelica White, her third. Checking in, Jalen Compton and Haley Bridges. And checking out, John Baptiste and Angelica White. The inbound down low to Danielle Dunk, who gets her first 2 points of the night. Danielle with two, and it's 50-38. Longhorns by 12. Now the runner put up by Jalen Compton, no good. The rebound is good. The putback by Haley Bridges. She's got 6 points on the night. 50-40, Longhorns by 10. The foul whistled now against Kira Lunford, her second. She was trying to keep up with Shelby Covinta and was called for the reach-in foul. Izzy Little is in. Milan Francis Miller checks out. The rebound under the, or the inbound rather, under the basket by Shelby Covinta. Covinta gets it into Fowler. Fowler in the near corner to Jaden Dunn. Back out top to Fowler. Around the horn to Covinta. Three-pointer on its way. That one a bit short. Hits the iron and goes out of bounds. Turnover number 5 in this quarter and 14 on the night for George Ranch. 18 by the Lady Eagles. 4:05 left to play in the ball game. Longhorns by 10. Out top to Jaden, or Jalen rather, Compton. Compton to Robin Barber, back to Compton. They try to get it inside, and Danielle Dunk is called for the reach-around foul. That's number 1 on Danielle. At the free throw line, Kira Lunford with 7 points tonight. Kira Lunford, a 5'7 junior, averages 8.5 points per game. She's got 7 so far, and I'll make that 8. Right-hand dribble at the free throw line. Next one on its way, and good again by Lunford. She's got 9 points. And the lead is 8. Drive on the basket again by Jaden Dunn. And Dunn is fouled by Jalen Compton, her first. At the free throw line, Emilian Fowler. Fowler with 7. And that first free throw drops in. Emilian Fowler with 8 points. Lead is 9, 51-42. Izzy Little back in. Danielle Dunk checks out. Fowler's second free throw is short. And that's a turnover against George Ranch. 15 on the night. Haley Bridges gets this one in to Tashauna Lockhart. Lockhart in the corner to Angelica White. White is turned away down there by Fowler. Now a drive on the basket by Kira Lunford. Lunford puts that one up too strong. Rebounded by Izzy Little. a little to the left side to Jaden Dunn. Dunn with a backwards dribble to kind of get the setup. Now drives down the lane. Scoop is no good. And a foul. Foul on Cameron Perry, her first. Jaden Dunn at the free throw line. Dunn with 12 points. And that first free throw is a little bit too strong and off the mark. Longhorns by 9, 51-42. 3:18 left in the game. Second free throw is good by Dunn. 13 points on the night for Jaden. Lead back up to 10. Low to John Baptiste. Now in the corner. Jump shot on its way by Cameron Perry. No good. Rebound and the put back by Angelica White. That's no good. And a fight for the basketball. Lady Eagles come away with it. Again, Angelica White with the jumper. No good. Back in White's hand. And finally, Emilian Fowler checks this one down. To Izzy Little. Longhorns almost lost control of the ball. Good play by Izzy Little to save that one. To Emilian Fowler. Fowler tries the near side. She's turned away down there on the baseline. To Jaden Dunn. And Coach Pierce takes a timeout. Longhorns 52, Lady Eagles 42. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns Varsity Ball on GRHS iRadio.
If you're into sports, especially high school sports, then the Fort Bend Herald is for you. The Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892, covers area high school sports like no other paper around. There's a month, you can have it delivered right. And with every subscription, you have immediate access to the page sports, the Fort Bend Herald's sports pages for you. To subscribe, go to fbherald.com. Pay online to activate your subscription. You can also begin receiving the Fort Bend Herald by calling 281-342-4474. That's the Fort Bend Herald, Fort Bend's oldest newspaper since 1892.
2:33 left in the ball game. George Ranch with the ball. Shelby Covinta on the dribble. And another timeout called by Coach Pierce. George Ranch having some difficulty getting the ball down towards the basket. And Coach Pierce calls another timeout. Let's pick up on scoring. 11 points for Milan Francis Miller. 13 for Jaden Dunn. Emilian Fowler with 8. 3 for Lauren Crouch. 2 for Izzy Little. 2 for Danielle Dunk. 5 for China Amuldiki. And 8 for Shelby Covinta. George Ranch with 52 on the ball game. On the other side of the ledger, leading scorer is Kira Lunford with 9 points for the Lady Eagles. Delvicta trying to get the ball in final to Emilian Fowler. Fowler back to Covinta. Covinta guarded out top by Kira Lunford. To Emilian Fowler. Fowler on the right side. Drives on the basket. No good. Rebounded by Lunford. And ahead and out of bounds. Lady Eagles. Jalen Compton couldn't haul that one in. Turnover number 19 for the Eagles. This one stolen away by the Lady Eagles. China Amuldiki threw it into their hands. And a drive on the basket. And it's good. And a foul on Jaden Dunn. At the free throw line, Angelica White. White with 7 points. And she'll get this opportunity from the free throw line. She's one of three from the free throw line tonight. This one knocks around and is out. Rebounded by China Amuldike. She is on the floor and tied up. And again, another timeout, and this one, a good call by Coach Amuldike was on the floor. Referee's about ready to call traveling on her, but Coach Pierce asked for the timeout. Lady Longhorns Varsity Basketball on GRHS iRadio.
Since 1981, large and small companies have relied on Hunt & Companies to deliver innovative systems, professional OEM service, comprehensive solution, and trains high-quality products. It's hard to stop a train, and it's even harder to stop the Hunt & Group. Call the Hunt & Group at 713-266-3900 or reach out for information via email at info@huntandgroup.com. Hunt & Group, one of George Ranch High School's Athletic Booster Club Platinum Level Business Sponsors.
Back at George Ranch High School, and let's see, a tweet just floated in about the men over at Pearland Dawson. Let's see if we can find that one. Men dropped that one to the Eagles at Pearland Dawson by 19 points. Charlie Jones with the tweet. And he wants to know what the girls are doing, so we'll tell him winning by 8 with about 141 left in the ball game. At the free throw line will be Milan Francis Miller with 11 points. George Ranch lead is 8, 52-44. Miller, first free throw on its way is good. 12 points for Miller. And wholesale changes now by Isabel Gomez for the Lady Eagles. Five women out, five women in for the Eagles. Milan Francis Miller, another free throw on its way. This one a little bit short off the front iron. Good rebound by Kira Lunford into the hands of Cameron Perry. Perry loses the dribble momentarily to White, to Jean-Baptiste, who lays it up and in. Sydney Jean-Baptiste with 7 points. Lead is 7, 53-46. Fowler with the basketball. 1:15 left in the ball game, and a foul. No foul. Another timeout by Coach Pierce. Managing outs and her Lady Longhorns flims by using those timeouts before they are trapped with the basketball. We were reviewing the scoring at the last opportunity. Jalen Compton, Angelica White for Olivia Johnson, Lee Bridges, 7 for Sydney Jean-Baptiste, and that is a scoring through 46 points for the Lady Eagles. George Ranch by 7, 53-46. George Ranch in the bonus, double bonus for the Lady Eagles. This one knocked out of bounds. Shelby Caventa tried to inbound. It was knocked away by the Eagles. Caventa will do this again right in front of the George Ranch bench. Into Fowler. Back to Shelby Caventa. 109 left in the ballgame. Caventa drives down the lane. Now pulls up short. Back outside to Jaden Dunn. Dunn guarded by Jalen Compton. And a foul. Compton her second. In the bonus, Longhorns, Jaden Dunn with 13 go to the free throw line. First free throw, Jaden Dunn, 14 points for the sophomore tonight. Lead up to 8, 54-46. Once again, four players come in, four players go out for the Lady Eagles. Isabel Gomez keeping her team as fresh as possible on the court. And at times, trading out five for five. Jaden Dunn's next free throw is good. 55-40 side, a minute to play. From the far corner to Shauna Lockhart. That one's short into the hands of Enja. Back out top to Lockhart, who works on Fowler. This one, she tries to loft down low, and it goes out of bounds. Tried to find Kira Lunford down there. That one was a little too high for Lunford to get. Turnover number 20 for the Lady Eagles. Finally, the ball is inbounded by George Ranch and knocked out of bounds by the Eagles. No, check that. Referee says last touched by George Ranch. So that'll be turnover number 16 for the Lady Longhorns. Inbound comes to Cameron Perry. Perry puts up the jump shot, and that's good. 55-48, George Ranch by 7. And a foul, intentional foul, on Jaden Dunn by Angelica White, her fourth. Check that. That's her fifth personal foul. Angelica White fouls out of the ball game with 2, 4, 6, 7 points. And that happens to be her average on the year. White with 7 points tonight. At the free throw line is Jaden Dunn. Dunn with 15 on the night. First free throw on its way by Jaden Dunn, and that's good. Dunn leads the Lady Longhorns by average with 11.5 points a game. And she's exceeded that tonight with 16. Has the opportunity on another free throw, and that one drops in as well. ...57-48... timeout. Lady Eagles. George Ranch by 9 with 32 seconds left in the ball game. This is a long timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio.
Hey, Longhorns, the time is now to order your George Ranch High School yearbooks. Relive every Sunday. Buzzer beating. And tear-jerking moment for the rest of your lives.
Don't y'all all be left pasture while all your friends are getting their yearbook signed by all of Longhorn Nation. Y'all.
Order your yearbooks today. It's your legacy.
Hello, fans. I'm Brett Dolden from Root Sports and ESPN3, and I listen to GRHSI Radio.
32 seconds left in the ballgame. George Ranch by 9, 57-48. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHSI Radio for 23-6A varsity basketball from George Ranch. Charlie Jones's men's team dropped it by 19 at Dawson, rather. And it looks like the Lady Longhorns will win by 9 or close to it. 25 seconds left in the game. This one in the corner to Cameron Perry. Jump shot put up, no good. Rebounded by Emilian Fowler. That ball is knocked out of bounds by Perry. Shelby Covinta will inbound right in front of the scorer's table. 16 seconds left in the ball game. Gets it into Fowler. Fowler has this one knocked away and out of bounds. It appeared to go off Emilian Fowler's foot, but referees say otherwise. Shelby Covinta will inbound. Gets it into China Amuldeke to Jaden Dunn. Dunn is intentionally fouled by Sydney John Baptiste, and she'll go back to the free throw line. Second personal foul on John Baptiste. Big night for Jaden Dunn, 17 points so far. Lauren Crouch set to check in. So is Izzy Little. First free throw is good by Dunn. She's got 18. Longhorns back up by 10, 58-48. Coach Pierce said the team had to win out, and this is step number one of three to win out and get into the UIL playoffs. Three-pointer on its way, and good by Deshauna Lockhart, and that's the ball game. George Ranch, 58, Lady Eagles, 51. You're listening to live Lady Longhorns varsity basketball on GRHSI Radio. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap the...
Houston has been an industry leader in precast step concrete products since 1923. Named after a World War I training camp in what is now Memorial Park in Houston, Camp Logan Cement Works pioneered precast step treads in 1952, continued as an industry leader for decades, and is now our country's leading producer of step treads, shipping to more than 30 states from its location on Asbury Street in Houston. Camp Logan products are tested weekly by an independent lab, quality, strength, and industrial integrity. For cement products of any kind, call Camp Logan Cement Works at 713-869-3385 or find them on the web at CampLoganCement.com. That's Camp Logan Cement Works, a George Ranch High School Athletic Booster Club business sponsor. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry provides a comprehensive dental resource for you and your family. The goal has always been delivering the highest quality of dentistry to their patients. And one thing that has separated Harrell and Johnson Dentistry from the other, educating patients about their treatment options and oral health issues. Harrell and Johnson Dentistry proudly provides quality dental care to the community of Sugar Land and surrounding areas, with services including, but not limited to, cosmetic dentistry, general dentistry, teeth whitening, dental implants, extractions, and much more. Call Harrell and Johnson Dentistry at 281-937-1671 or by their offices at 1233 Crab River Road, on the web at harrelldentistry.com. That's Harrell and Johnson Dentistry. Back to wrap this one up at George Ranch, Lady Longhorns 58, Lady Eagles from Glenda Dawson High School 51. Longhorns move to 8-17 overall, 4-6 in 23-6A play with two to go. Dawson on the year now, 3-6 in 20-A play. Scoring for George Ranch, Jaden Dunn, big night with 18 points. 12 by Milan Francis Miller. 8 each by Emilian Fowler and Shelby Cavita. 3 points by Lauren Crouch. 2 each by Izzy Little and Danielle Dunk. And 5 points by China Amuldiki. George Ranch cut their turnovers in half from the previous two games. Finished the game with just 16 turnovers on the night. On the other side of the ledger, top scorer for the Lady Eagles, Kira Lunford, with 9, 7 for Sydney John-Baptiste and Angelica White, 5 points for Deshauna Lockhart, 3 for Jalen Compton and Olivia Johnson, 4 points for Robin Barber, 2 each for Cameron Perry and Trinity, 6 points for Haley Bridges, and that's the scoring for the Lady Eagles, 20 turnovers on the night. George Ranch High School men's team dropped their game by 19 points over at Dawson tonight. Next week, we will be on the air. Let's check. Field here will be on the air next
Friday night at George Ranch. As Wood will be in to be Long's team. So the Brazoswood Buccaneers will come in here next Friday night at 6:45. Opening tip at 1 o'clock. We're glad you joined us tonight on GRHS iRadio. I'm Tom Tarando. Final score again, George Ranch 50.